In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm back from Arizona, and I want to talk about what happened yesterday because it's very interesting. Yesterday I played a repeat, and as I played the repeat, I talked about the scripture, Psalm 37, and also at the end I began to sing "He Touched Me" and to call out healings. Well, yesterday Dorothy was healed in her arm. She had been shoveling, and the Lord healed her in her arm, and she was most satisfied when she heard it was a repeat. Imagine, God heals people, not when I'm doing live only, but when it was a repeat. That's just the way it is. The anointing of God is on people when we proclaim Jesus Christ. And that is what we need to do, is to proclaim Jesus as the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. We are to proclaim Him and Him alone as our Lord, as our Messiah. And we are to live by faith. I'm reading from Romans 1, verse 16. St. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed that Jesus Christ went to the cross, bled for us, died, was buried, and rose from the dead. I am not ashamed to proclaim that to people. It is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. People can only be saved through Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven by which we are saved but the name of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. So to everyone who believes in Jesus and the gospel, for that he died for us, that he was buried for us, and that he rose from the dead, everyone who believes will be saved, Jew first, and then the Greek, then the pagan. Now, you need to know that we gain our righteousness, for the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. The just man shall live by faith. How do I know that I'm living by faith? That's a very important question. How do I know that I'm living by faith? Well, you know what? I would have to check my bank account, and I would have to check my wallet to see how I give. You see, if we're not giving, I'm telling you, we're not living by faith. Because, you see, if God can't trust me in the matters of a green piece of paper, how can he trust me with your heart and your soul? You see what I'm saying? If God cannot trust me with green pieces of paper, how can he trust me when it deals to the human person, the soul, the spirit of a man? How can he trust me? There's no trust there. The gospel is from faith to faith and glory to glory, to the Jew first and then to the pagan, then to the Greek. So the way I can check my faith is I look at my checkbook. The way I can check my faith is I look at my wallet. We were at a conference this week, and I tell you what happened because it's very important. We were at a conference this week, and there was a collection at every single time that we heard her speak. It was wonderful, you know, and just the joy of giving, because if we sow sparingly, we reap sparingly. That's just important to know that. When we sow sparingly with our treasure, our time, and our talent, if we sow sparingly, we reap sparingly. That just makes sense. That money itself is seed. It's seed. If I put more seeds into the ground in the spring, I'm going to reap more plants, more tomatoes, more onions, whatever I am planting. To sow sparingly is to reap sparingly. To sow graciously is to reap graciously. And the Lord tells us that it begins with tithing 10% of what we earn. But you see, that's very difficult for Catholics because we've never been taught that. But yet, where the man and woman of faith start doing that, God multiplies, he doesn't divide. He multiplies and he doesn't divide. And I can just say, you know, I live by faith by looking at my checkbook, what I have given to the Lord, what I have given to his people, what I have given to the cause of Jesus. Like we had food for the poor this weekend, and they came in and spoke about, you know, the poor, especially in Haiti. And there was a collection, and the collection goes to the Archdiocese, and the Archdiocese give food for the poor a certain amount of the collection. But we're going to send food for the poor, extra money. And you know what? That seems very stupid. That seems stupid because you know why? Because the last 3 weeks we've had snow and had very little in the collection, like almost nothing. But yet the Lord says, do you trust me? Do you trust me by sending them what I tell you to send them? Do you trust me that I can multiply what you ask, what you send? But Lord, I can say to him, the last 3 weeks we've had snow and there were so few people. We never collected even in the collection itself. We never collected $500 in the collection. Maybe this week it was more because I don't know. I wasn't here. But the point is, how can I sow $500 or $1,000 to food for the poor when in fact we have been behind the eight ball in gaining money because of the snow? It's always during the weekend. How can I do a thing like that? Because it's my faith. Faith, faith, faith. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, you see, one of the indicators, and that's only one indicator, if we live by faith is by checking our pocketbooks, by checking how we give. And this is very important because God speaks more about money than he does about heaven in the Bible. Money has to do with the world. And how do I see money? I want to put money in ministries and in the church so that more people will hear the gospel. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, we have been so blessed for 29 years that we've paid our bills for 29 years and we've tithed all our money. We've been so blessed. God multiplies. He doesn't divide. The only thing I need to do is to keep on giving. To keep on giving. Sometimes to give ridiculously. Say, you know, Lord, I can't afford to give this. But really, the Lord says, you cannot but afford to give this. Because if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. So I can see my faith by at least one indicator is how I give. That's a very important thing. That's a very important thing. It's not the only way. But it's a very important way of finding out, do I have real faith? Do I live from faith to faith and glory to glory? And I can only find that out if I am a giver. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus for us upon the cross. The Father once told me, I love to see you give. And I said to him, Lord, why? He says, because when you give, you remind me of me. And I said, how? He says, because I so loved the world that I gave Jesus. And you are a giver. You keep on giving. Keep on giving your money. Keep on giving your time. Keep on giving your talent. Keep on giving. Keep on giving. Because I will reward your giving. Because my name is God. And I see what you give. And I'm satisfied and happy to see that you give. We were we were at a conference that I helped at, and one of my friends, Judy, called me on the phone and says, you know what, I am going to plant a seed into in season and out of season. So she said, I need your address. Now, I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was on the phone with her. She's also from Arizona. So she said, give me your address. So I gave her the address, you know. And she says, the seed that I'm going to plant is a seed of $1,000. Well, I said, my Lord, isn't that wonderful? Today, we opened the mail, and there was Judy's check for $1,000 for in season and out of season. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. You know, and then she says, I expect that this will be multiplied because that's the promise of God. And you know, to write a check for $1,000 is very difficult, especially if you're financially hurt. To write that kind of a check is very difficult. But yet, Judy says, the Lord is asking me to seed into in season and out of season. How many people in Arizona are blessed by in season and out of season? You know, we were there at St. Helen's Church, and we saw great miracles at St. Helen's Church. One lady, Lebanese lady, she was completely and totally healed of her back. She came in with a back brace, and we asked her to take it off, and then we prayed in faith in the name of Jesus that she would be healed. She walked out without the brace. That's God. That's God. He knows how to do these things. That's God. He knows how to do these things. We watched God work, you know, on backs, on necks, on legs. People couldn't walk. They start walking. This is wonderful. This is wonderful, you see, because it's by faith to faith and glory to glory. And how do I know I have faith? Well, one of the indicators is, how do I give? Like, how do I give? Today, I'm going to make sure that I give a good amount. I give a good amount to the Lord and to his purposes. Today, I'm going to see that I give a good amount. Then another person sent in another $1,000 and asked me to send it to Haiti. So Father Ilrich will get that $1,000 that this person sent in, and it's going to Haiti. You know, it's something. It's something. I gave over that retreat and gave until I had nothing else to give, and the Lord has already honored that giving with $2,000. $1,000 is going to Father Ilrich in Haiti, and more money is going to go to another thing from me, and I'm not going to tell you how much I'm going to give because that's what I'm going to do. You see, from faith to faith and glory to glory, if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. And that is the gospel. The gospel, you know, they say, you know, your karma. I'm not into karma. I'm into what a man sows is what a man reaps. What a woman sows is what a woman reaps. I want to take you to your true identity. Who are you in Christ Jesus? I'm going to take you to the baptism of Jesus when the Father says, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. I'm going to take you to the Mount of Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. I tell you that in the beloved, in Jesus, the Lord says this to you and me. This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. To know my identity as a son of God, as a child of God, as an adopted child of God, an heir with God, and a co-heir with Christ Jesus, providing that we suffer with him. And I'm not talking about arthritis. I'm talking about being people giving us a rough time because of our faith. Faith, faith, faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I am a son of God. The Lord says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And you know what? Only because of Jesus. Only because of Jesus. Only because he shed his blood for me. He shed his blood for you. Yes, and because of the blood, You are a daughter or a son of God. And the Lord speaks not only to Jesus, but to you. You are my beloved son. And I'm well pleased with you because you've given your life to Jesus. You are my beloved daughter. And I'm well pleased with you because you've given your life to Jesus. You see, when we give our life to Jesus, the Father says, that's my boy. That's my girl. That's mine. That's mine. Father, Abba says, that's my boy. That's my girl. They've given their life to Jesus Christ. Have you given your life to Jesus? It's not something we do once. It's every day that I give my life to Jesus. Every day I give my life to the Father. Every day I give my life to the Spirit of God. Do you know that today you've given your life to Jesus? If not, you say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. I give you everything. I want to hear you say to me, you are my beloved son. In you, I'm well pleased. I want you to hear today, you are my beloved daughter. In you, I am well pleased. You see, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, becoming the children of God. But we are God's children now, St. John writes in his epistle. We are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, like Jesus, for we shall see him as he is. Right now, we see him through the eyes of faith. Faith yielding faith. Faith yielding faith, which yields glory. Right now, we see God and we see Jesus and we see the Holy Spirit through the eyes of faith. But you know what? One day, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But when it does come to light, we shall be like him. We shall be like Jesus, for we shall see him as he is. That's amazing. That's amazing. That scripture always blows my mind. That is totally amazing. What advantage then does the Jew have? Or what profit is there of the Jewish circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Yes, the oracles of God, the oracles of the prophets, the oracles of the five first books of the Bible. Oh, yes. The whole Old Testament was given to the Jew. Let me tell you that Christianity is Judaism in flower. We cannot deny our Jewish roots. We cannot deny our Jewish roots. The Jewish people will be celebrating Passover. And at the same time, we celebrate the Passover of the Lord, the one who died and rose from the dead. The Jewish people celebrate the renewal of the temple in Hanukkah. At the same time, we celebrate Christmas, the giving of Jesus, the real temple of God. Oh, yes. You see, with the Jewish holy days, they are combined with the Christian holy days. Almost every holy day of the Jew is seen in its fullness in Christianity. But we cannot deny our Jewish roots because Jesus is a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus will be a Jew always. He came to save both the Jew and the Gentile. And that is good news. That is good news because the Lord loves us. I'm looking at the 10th chapter of Romans. Brethren, brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Oh, yes. Saved through what? Saved through the proclamation of the gospel. If you are Jewish, today the Lord says, my heart's desire for Israel and for you is that you might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness by their works, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ Jesus is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who has faith. Christ Jesus is the end of the law. He is the fulfillment of the law for everyone who has faith. Christ Jesus makes us righteous through his blood, righteous through his cross, righteous through his resurrection, by faith, by faith, by faith. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is by faith speaks on this way: say not with your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what does it say? The word is nigh to thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Yes, the gospel, that Christ Jesus has died, has shed his blood for us, that he makes us sons and daughters in the blood of Jesus, that he makes us truly belong to the children of God, that we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know when it comes to light we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We are God's children now, and we are made righteous or put right with God, not because I'm a priest, but through faith in Jesus Christ, through faith in Jesus Christ. My righteousness does not come from my vocation. My vocation comes from my righteousness. See if you get that clear. My righteousness does not come from my priesthood, but my priesthood comes from faith, from my righteousness. You see, God has made me righteous in the blood of Jesus, but not only me, but anyone who gives their life to Jesus, he makes them righteous, but it's by faith to faith and glory to glory. It's faith to faith and glory to glory. And you know what? People still don't know that. They say, well, you know what? You know, I talked with this man, and he said, I went to college, I went to high school, I went to elementary school in the Catholic Church, and you know what? I never gave my life to Jesus then. He says, I started with kindergarten and all through elementary school. Then I went to high school. Then I went to a Catholic college. But he said, I never gave my life to Jesus. Imagine being in a Catholic school for how many years? 16 or 17 years, and no one spoke to him about giving his life to Jesus. That's crazy. That's crazy. That really is crazy. That here he's going to school where there is a crucifix, and that no one proclaimed to him that Jesus gave his life for him, and that Jesus wanted him to give his life to Jesus. Oh, you see, no one ever told him that. That's sad. That's pathetic. I thank God for people like Deacon Joe Nickley. I thank God for Andrea Alberti. Both those people work in Catholic schools, and they call their kids to give their life to Jesus. They speak to the kids to give their life to Jesus. I thank God for Father Matthew and Father Eric that call people to give their life to Jesus. We are God's children now. Come on, say it. I'm the son of God in the beloved. I'm the daughter of God in the beloved. I'm the son of God in the beloved. We are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Let's pray. Father, pray with me. Father, I give my life to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. Father, I believe that your son bled for me. Father, I believe that your son bled for me and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Father, I give my life to Jesus Christ now. I give my life as a Jew to Jesus Christ now. I give my life as a Gentile to Jesus Christ now. Take my life and use it as you want. Let it become a sweet fragrance before the throne of God. Amen and amen. You know, we as Catholics have really neglected this whole experience of the born-again experience. We think that everything happened at baptism. In one sense, it did. But in another sense, the saints say we need second conversion. the first conversion was baptism. And most of us were babies when we couldn't really say yes to Jesus. But the saints say those who were baptized need second conversion as adults at giving their life to Jesus. I'm only telling you what the saints say. I'm not telling you what Father Tom says. You know, giving you, what's Crucio all about? That the people would come to give their life to Jesus. What's Antioch all about? That the people would come and give their life to Jesus. It's all about giving our life to Jesus. We are God's children now, N-O-W. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen and amen. I thank you for listening. I bless the people in Arizona. I bless the people in Boston. I ask you that if this broadcast is a blessing to you, that you would send us a gift. And you ask the Lord first, do you want me to gift in season and out of season? And if he says yes, then you say, how much? And what does Mary say, our Blessed Mother, in John 2? Do whatever he tells you to. Do whatever he tells you to. That's it. Do whatever Jesus tells you to do. That's what you need to do. Don't give one penny more or one penny less. Do whatever he tells you to do. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ, who makes us his children, children of God, in his blood. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.